欢迎大家又来收听潘吉建议告诉你 It's me Spencer, how's it going everybody?
大家好我是 Jenny 今天我们要讲讲 Spencer 的 favorite topic
Yeah, that's right, Black Friday
Are you being sarcastic? 你是在讽刺、
非常 sarcastic
非常好我们今天其实今天就是你们美国的黑五嘛就是 It's almost like your double 11有点像你们的双十一、是吗
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Black Friday came out long before 双十一, but,、but yeah, you're right, though. It's just a big consumerist, capitalist holiday created by big corporations.It's not even a holiday, actually. But...
It's a made-up day, right? 就是常听我们节目的听众会知道、其实 Spencer 还挺愤青的。他对于这种什么 consumerism,、过度的消费主义啊什么他其实都很反感的哦。
也特别反感的。I think the biggest, my biggest problem with it is that it's the day after Thanksgiving. So,、
是在感恩节后面。
对啊 so it's like the day after we express how thankful we are for what we have, we rush to the store to buy things we don't need. So it's, you know, it's just very...
真的、it's so ironic, 真的很讽刺对不对这个
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
但不管怎么说这个节日哎呦反正很多值得跟大家分享的从它的名字 Black Friday, 听起来好像 like Black Widow, 黑寡妇那种好像很 unlucky, 很不吉利的对吧为什么叫这个名字到现在哎呀在美国我们还是要跟大家推荐一下什么东西值得买什么好买我们今天的节目都会跟大家分享。好那你可以到我们的微信公众号开言英语开放的开语言的言来一边听我们的节目一边搭配看文字内容达到更好的学习效果。Okay, so Black Friday, getting back to basics, 就是先讲讲它的日期啦。其实 Spencer 前面也说了,it's the day after Thanksgiving.
That's right, that's right. So it's always, like in the name, it's always on a Friday, because Thanksgiving is always on a Thursday.
On a Thursday, 对。如果你上次听我们那个感恩节的节目就是知道 Thanksgiving is on the 4th,Thursday of November.
没错。So, Black Friday is the fourth Friday.
对，所以 Black Friday, 黑五，为什么要叫黑五？ Why black?
Well, you know, actually, this is good. This is a good question. I didn't really know this before, but apparently Black Friday is the day when retailers finally begin to, turn a profit or actually make money.
So, 是吗就是 Black Friday, 它已经就像前面 Spencer 说的历史挺悠久的比我们的双十一要老很久很多很多其实美国它50年代的时候就已经有 Black Friday 这件事儿就是很多的商场他就说哎呀我们已经你看都到11月了还在亏钱是吧亏钱英语怎么说
losing money.
Losing money, yeah.
What, how are they actually losing money all year until November? 我不相信,真的不相信。
他就夸张, exaggerate. Anyways, 然后他们就说, we gotta think of something, 就是我们来促销吧, 来打折吧, 但是我们要想一个好的occasion, 一个缘由, 对吧? 所以就说 Thanksgiving 的时候感恩节大家都很 thankful 就像你前面说的大家那么感激生活那我们就买点东西送给我们感激的人吧然后就反正有 Black Friday 然后 Spencer 你说很多的商店 they were losing money for most of the year 然后他们就指望着这一天、they can turn a profit 对吧
yeah so they're finally you know making money
so turn a
利润
turn a profit, 这个是个很好的说法啊。Profit 就是盈利对吧所以你光、
对对对
不光是有 revenue, 不光有营收你要有盈利 turn a profit. 然后你前面你说什么 if you're losing money as a business, there's a colloquial saying, 有一个口语的说法叫你是红的。
Yeah, we say in the red.
In the red, 这个也是中西文化反过来的。在中国文化里面，比如你看股市，我们一个股票涨，我们会用红色 ，because the color red, represents luck to us. 对我们来说，
yeah.
红色是吉利的。 但是在西方文化里面，你看它股市跌的股票是红色。
Yeah, you'd be in the red, at that point if you're losing money on, if you're losing money on stocks.
所以 in the red, 英语里面意思就是在亏钱，对不对？
就是 ，yeah, 亏钱。
See, Black Friday is the day when retailers finally begin to turn a profit, and they're no longer in the red. 还有一个对于 Black Friday名字起源的说法是说，因为大家都开车去买东西，所以路上车子特别多，黑压压的一片。
I've also never heard that, actually.
你是不是美国人？
没有啊，
怎么都没听。对，反正现在就是，我觉得这个好像 Black Friday 名字的起源到底怎么来，大家也不是那么关心。大家关心的就是 ，Oh, this is the day when you guys say the holiday shopping season officially starts.
Yeah, pretty much. But even now, I feel like places probably even put up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving in shopping malls and stuff. So it's, every year, that shopping season's a little earlier, isn't it, Jenny?
对，所以你前面说这个 shopping season 就是购物季，然后对于美国来说，就是西方很多地方它的购物季通常就是Christmas, New Year, 很多买礼物，对吧？但像 Spencer 说的，现在的趋势就是一年比一年早，而且我觉得美国人真的就是 I gotta hand it to you guys for your, you know, never ending pursuit of profit, of promotion. 我就因为我现在住在加拿大嘛，加拿大和美国前两个礼拜都有一个共同的节日，你们美国叫 Veterans Day, 老兵纪念日。加拿大叫 Remembrance Day, 就是很多的 Commonwealth, 英国这个英联邦国家都叫纪念日，在纪念一战时候死去的这些军人。然后在加拿大所有的 Remembrance Day 都是 you know, the mood was all very solemn, respectful, 我们要不忘历史啊，要珍惜和平。然后我正好那个周末到美国去旅游，一到美国开的电视就是Veterans Day sales.
Yeah, oh god.
老兵纪念日减价，就是美国人什么事都能减价的。
Come on now, buy your guns and ammunition for Veterans Day.
那对减价促销，我们上次双十一的节目也有跟大家讲过不同的说法。But we'll just quickly go over them again.
好 okay. So like deals.
Deals. D-E-A-L.
Yeah, like, what a deal.
What a deal, yeah. A great deal. So many Black Friday deals, 对不对？ Amazing deals. 我后来发现特别好的 deals 还能说像一个 steal, like 偷,像偷来不要钱的一样，是吧？
It's kind of like here in China when you're like haggling for something and the guy who's selling it to you say, okay, say, but you know, 我不赚钱,
he's like, I'm not making any.
Yeah, 我亏钱卖给你, yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, what is, he's definitely lying anyway, but.
What a steal.
Yeah, what a steal.
买到就是赚到。
They make you feel like you really, you know, you really got away with something there, but they're still making money.
你前面说讨价还价叫什么? Haggle.
Oh, yeah, haggle, yeah.
Or
to, you could also, yeah, or even to bargain.
To bargain, 对对对，讨价还价。一讲到 bargain, it could also mean like a really good deal, right? Black Friday bargains. Look at these amazing bargains.
Yeah, what a bargain, what a deal, what a steal.
对，然后其实还有最简单就是 sale 嘛 ,Black Friday sale. Don't miss our Black Friday sale.
Exactly.
好，就是讲这么多就是听起来让人心潮澎湃的那个用词以后呢 discount 这样的词感觉就有点太弱了是吧 too weak it's just a discount
yeah
more likely to see words like sale deals steals 什么的 bargains 这样好
exactly
那我自己呢参与 Black Friday 也很多年了就是到美国的网站上 you know find BlackFriday bargains, deals. 我当时就特别怕自己 miss out, right? FOMO, fear of missing out, 就先要去抢啊什么。但后来发现，哎呀，大家 hold 住，就是 you need to like hold your horses because after Black Friday, 你在等 Saturday Sunday 等了过了周六周日 Monday 周一来的时候又有另外一个打折日、
嗯、
购物狂欢日、嗯、就是
Cyber Monday
Cyber Monday 数码星期一对吧、
嗯嗯嗯、
所以从他的名字就听出来他是和这个 online shopping 啊，在线购物相关的、
嗯、That's right
Because
that's right.
现在 Black Friday Because everything has moved online 所以现在其实你在网站上 Black Friday 网站也会打折
嗯、exactly.
不光是 offline 那个线下的实体店对吧然后呢、mm-hmm. 到了 Cyber Monday 是个数码或者电商星期一嗯，不只是这个电商不只是 e-commerce shopping sites 真的实体店它那个折扣也在继续 and very often you get actually you know better deals than Black Friday、mm-hmm. 因为它就是 Black Friday 还没卖掉的东西 Cyber Monday 赶快要卖掉It's like extra 10% off 所以我之前还想说、
yeah.
啊，天哪我就早就该等到 Cyber Monday 啊、
I kind of find all this shopping to be exhausting though I don't know、oh, And so hence the term Shop till you drop you've,
啊对对 Shop till you drop 就是一直买买买买到自己精疲力尽都昏过去了是吧 Shop till you drop
Exactly.
我觉得你们男生的反应是 That sounds exhausting 听起来很累女生的反应就是这是幸福的昏过去 I'm in paradise
yeah. yeah, girls think it sounds like fun
我在天堂好那我们今天呢最后再讲讲美国呢、你们有 The Everything Store
哦、oh, 亚马逊 Amazon,
Amazon 对讲到亚马逊哦、他最近在美国 好多个城市试点一种我这一定要跟大家分享一下就是让亚马逊的 delivery guys, delivery man, 快递员、
快递、
他能开你家里的锁把东西放到你家在你不在的时候。
真的吗
真的这不是什么 April Fool prank, 不是愚人节的那个的装作他真的现在 they're launching this new service called Amazon Key, 叫亚马逊钥匙。就是说、
wow.
你家可以你先要付大概200块美金买一个这个 Amazon 的这个什么 Keyless Entry Kit, 一个智能的锁就把你家那个锁换掉。然后呢它就是、
wow.
对就是你自己的那个亚马逊这个 app 上面你可以跟踪就是哦这个亚马逊的快递员快要来了。然后呢我可以在、我的手机上给他解锁就是哎，你可以把包裹放在我家
哇、wow, no thanks
对其实很多人也特别怕 it's quite controversial a lot of people are like that, yeah that sounds totally safe 听起来好安全哦
yeah I can kind of understand that but I yeah no thanks
既然讲到快递什么的其实快递这个词英语也经常有朋友问我说快递英语到底怎么说、
Well, I mean, you know, like there's, you know, the delivery guy or like a shipping service or,
对 delivery 可以 express delivery, shipping, 这些都是快递的意思哈。
Yeah, exactly. Another word we have is courier, but that's...
Courier, 这那个是不是 C-O-U-R-R-I-E-R?
对没错。
那个叫什么 courier?
Yeah, courier. It almost sounds like the Indian dish.
Curry, 咖喱、
yeah.
前几天我们有会员问我们说这个和 career, 事业、就是 这个发音有什么不同一个是 career, 这个是 courier, 是吧
yeah, courier.
Courier.
Or you can have a career as a courier.
对 that works too 或者我发现到中国有一段时间的外国人都 just say 快递 like the Chinese 拼音 to say oh just 快递 it to me
like,
so you never know maybe the word you know would enter the English vocabulary
yeah it might I think that's quite possibly
that's
quite a possibility
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿 Black Friday 黑色星期五希望听了我们的节目大家对这个美国的双十一美国的购物狂欢节也有了一些了解最主要的如果 if you missed out on Black Friday deals no sweat 没关系 Cyber Monday 打折更多
yeah, that's right, guys. That's right, guys. And you won't even have to get off your couch, you know. So, 真的很方便。
是，好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。然后呢，其实我们开言英语当然也是 卖东西啊，就卖我们的课程。我们没有那么五花八门了，我们就是一个一年的课程，然后在你一年账户有效期内，你可以学习我们非常丰富的会员课程库。我们有六个级别，然后900多节已经发布的课程，不管是日常生活的英语，工作职场的英语，还是出国旅游、留学、移民的英语，我们都每天不断的在更新课程，然后你可以听到 Spencer、Adam、Tara、Connor 这样的北美主播，他们这些北美主播教给大家最实用、最有趣、最真实的英语口语。而且我们学习一年呢也是非常优惠，我觉得也是性价比非常高的一个价格，只要629元。除了我们已经发布的课程，每天发布的新课，然后还有我们每个月不同的学习主题班，大家都可以免费的来加入和参与。好，只要到我们的微信公众号，你就可以免费试用，之后如果你喜欢的话呢，可以在公众号成为我们的开言会员，享受学习英语的乐趣。 OK, thanks for listening。今年双十一，今年黑五，你准备买什么呢？有什么海外的电商你用了觉得特别好呢？也可以在我们的留言里面推荐给其他的听众朋友们。 Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
再见。